This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line Thursday morning. Want to thank our sponsors off the bat, Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, community minded just like you. Miller Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith, going to be joined by Ken Hartman in just a moment. The Skywatch weather forecast is, well, I guess some patchy fog till midday. I didn't see any coming in this morning, but I could tell it was almost there. Partly cloudy skies otherwise, then chance of rain and thunderstorms this afternoon. 78, the daytime high, going to be warm again. Partly cloudy and a chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, 65 the low. And mostly cloudy tomorrow on Friday with, again, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high at 80. Looking ahead to Saturday, going to be really nice and gosh, it'll feel summer-like, mostly sunny with a high 85, and then showers likely on Sunday. Chance of thunderstorms, too, with a high 75. It's 57 now from your official weather station, WILO. Kid Hartman, good morning.
How are you? I didn't get a chance to tell you beforehand, so don't get on my case here.
Okay.
It's 60 now.
Oh, is it 60?
Yeah,
okay.
So I didn't get a chance to tell you. So.
Okay, that's all right. I don't really care.
Not much. You just run around here in a pair of shorts all day.
So. As long as it's, I'm within a couple degrees,
yeah,
it's
all
right.
I know.
Did you have fog this morning when you came
no,
in?
No, not
okay,
at all.
Yeah, it was just
kind of
patchy, I guess. There.
I think I'm a little surprised because out there where I live, it's we're close to a pond. So it's usually if it's there, we'll have it.
Yeah,
it wasn't
it.
There.
Yeah.
We didn't have it this morning.
Well, I noticed they upped the chances of rain and thunderstorms a little bit this afternoon.
Yeah, they did. And that's not necessarily good for either one of us because you're going to
we're going to be out and about.
You're
right?
going to be at Thirsty Thunder and the Farmer's Market and all that stuff for the first Thirsty Thunder earlier this month got rained out.
Right.
This one is in jeopardy. And then also I got a coach kids banquet. They usually like to have it outside at Harborwood tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So we may be going inside tonight.
Just wait and see. There,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, either way, rain or shine, I'll be doing that remote between 5 and 7 this evening. Now, I guess it could dampen the car show. That wouldn't be much fun to walk around.
They have canceled that stuff before.
Mm-hmm.
This flat canceled everything. So they're going to have to watch the website.
Okay, so I may or may not be down there.
That's right. You may or may not is right.
Well, I think Mike and I plan on, we're going to set up right in front of the chamber office down there.
Mm-hmm. You'll be undercover at least.
Yeah, well, you've got a little canopy there.
Right.
And then I think the farmer's market, as long as they have it, will be at the Veterans Park area.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So join me this evening. We will not have the Party Line replay between 5 and 6, but we'll still have it at midnight. Plus, it's online all the time at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. But between 5 and 7 tonight, Todd Berryman spinning the tunes for us, and Dennis Bergendorf will be helping us out with some engineering things as well. And we'll be doing a live remote between 5 and 7 tonight right here on WILO, myself and Mike Downey down there and the whole Chamber clan. We're going to have a good time. Hoping for a car show and the farmer's market. And I've got a couple bucks set aside, kid. I'm going to see if I can't get a few fresh meters.
Mm-hmm.
You
won't get them this. They won't get them yet.
Not this early? You
don't think? No, not this early.
Okay.
No way.
I didn't know if maybe they ship some in from southern Indiana.
Right.
So you just get what they've got so far.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably some radishes.
Maybe. And probably some onions.
I always like to grow radishes because it gives you that that extra boost because they grow real easy and they grow really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always plant those, and it just kind of makes you feel good that you've started things off on the right.
Yep.
I've still got a box of things I need to get in the ground. I think the plan is tomorrow night I'm going to put those in the ground. That's going to be my Friday night, setting up the garden.
Okay. Also, I've got the bird aviary open ribbon cutting, I should say, this afternoon at 1:30 out at TPA. So that's where I'll be this afternoon.
Talked to a couple folks last night, and they said they saw him working on it and putting some of the finishing touches on it yesterday. And so that's pretty cool. Is it going to be in the same location?
As far as I know, yes.
Okay. Yeah, they said they were finishing that up yesterday, so that'll be cool.
And I think the official open house slash letting all the animals in is next Friday, I believe, the 24th.
Yeah, you're right. Somebody was talking about the petting zoo opening up. So I'd like to thank my landlord, Mike. He dropped us off some gravel rock last night, so we spread that out over the holes in our driveway. So, man, that was like a instant improvement of our quality of life. We had potholes in our driveway,
and I will tell you, the roads that have gotten paved so far, those potholes are not there, at least right now.
So
hopefully that if it stays that way, it should stay that way.
Wood,
and they've done an excellent job on the they did a road out by where I live. It's great right now.
Good enjoy that while you can.
I will. Believe me, I will.
So we filled in our potholes in our driveway, so again, a special thanks to Mike. And Shell's son actually went out there and spread it all. I didn't have to lift a finger, so even better. I sat back and supervised.
Oh, yeah, you do that well.
You know how that goes,
yes,
right?
Yes, I know how he thinks he knows what he's doing.
Hey, if you call it wrong, call it strong, right?
Yeah.
Well, Saturday, weather permitting, and we're gonna stay optimistic and say that it's going to be all right.
Saturday will be fine.
Yeah, it looks sunny and 85. It'll be warm. It'll just be flat-out hot.
Not yet.
You know? I don't know. 85 will be pretty warm,
but
with mostly sunny skies.
You know what, though? The times that we're doing both those, what you're doing and what I'm doing, it won't be that warm yet because it'll be early in the morning. It doesn't get warm until late in the afternoon anymore, like between 3 and 5.
Yeah,
after
I know.
3 o'clock, it starts to get warm up a little bit.
But that's when we were going to cook out. So we were going to try to take the kids over to the family fishing derby at the lagoons Saturday morning, and that's from 9 till noon.
It won't be. Of course, it's not getting that cold Friday night, so
yeah.
It'll be okay. But it'll still be damp and misty in the morning.
But I'll be out there cooking, I know, on the grill about 3 or 4 in the dead heat of the day. But that's all right.
That's your prerogative.
I know. I'll do it. I'll take one for the team. But it'll be nice. So that's what the Keith family's doing after the Frankfort Optimist Club and Fun's Family Fishing Derby. But if you want to stick around, they'll have free lunch for you. I think Larry Loftner's got some hot dogs planned and stuff. But the fishing will be from 9 till noon. Awards given for the biggest fish. All ages welcome. Bring your own fishing equipment and bait. You don't need a license as it's a free DNR day. And all youth must be accompanied by an adult. So, again, that's Saturday morning right here in Frankfort out at the lagoons. And the lagoons are pretty darn cool. You ever go out there just to kind of decompress, Ken?
No.
You don't? Have you ever been out to the lagoon?
I've been out to the lagoons many times.
It's pretty cool to go out. I like watching the turtles.
I've been out there when I was with the paper. So it's been 9, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
They had a huge, lot of fish die off.
Oh, really?
They had a major fish kill.
What was that? Do you remember what the reason was?
Not exactly sure. That's been a long time ago. But it was a ton of big fish just, laying on the top of the water.
Well, I'll be darned.
And it took them they had to get some big trucks to get them out of there.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, it was not a fun sight.
No.
And in the dead of summertime, it definitely wasn't.
No,
good.
I can imagine that.
It wasn't good at all.
I smell the dump sometimes at my house,
mm-hmm.
you know, being a couple miles away, but downwind.
Yep.
So I can imagine smelling a bunch of dead fish.
Up tight and close.
Yeah, right. It is up close and personal.
Yeah, it was.
So anyway, that is not an issue at the lagoons anymore.
No, better not be.
I like going out there because it's so quiet. And even though there's a bunch of people out there sometimes, you still get to get in your own little area, you know, and you're just kind of in your own zone. Yeah. I like it. I don't go out there as much as I'd like, but I like to turtle watch. I like checking out the turtles who are always sunning themselves.
Okay.
Here in just a couple minutes, we're going to be giving away our last two tickets for This Little Piggy Stays Home. It's at This Old Farm this Saturday afternoon. Now, these tickets are $60 a piece, all right? It's a $120 value. We're going to give those away in just about 4 minutes as we'll take caller 4. They'll have lawn games, music, a 4-course local meal. This ticket includes a complimentary drink ticket, too. It's all local products. They've got retail space out there now as well. And fresh meat counter and a farmer and artisan sampling, all kinds of goodies. If you'd like more information on that, 765-324-2161 is the phone number to call. Good morning, Kim.
Oh, hi, guys. I've got a, it was in the paper yesterday. It said that in Florida, that the in Tallahassee, that the Russians did hack into two of the databases.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that the governor, here, I thought this was odd, the governor had to sign an agreement with the FBI that he would not disclose the names of the countries. Now, why not?
Yeah, really? That doesn't... I don't know. I mean, I could guess I could see some national security, but I don't know. That doesn't pass the smell test.
No, it jumped out at me, and I thought, this is bizarre.
Yeah.
And then other thing, which I'm not surprised, it says consumers could be the collateral damage for these tariffs. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, we will be.
Yeah, that's ABC News has been talking about that. Yeah.
Yeah, between that and the wall, we're going to get to take care of both of those. Just telling you now.
I got a suggestion for these tariffs.
Okay.
Why not just turn away these products at the port?
Because we get everything from China.
Oh.
We wouldn't. Walmart would be empty.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of people would say, "Hallelujah, brothers and sisters! Right? They don't want that no more."
Right.
Not real practical
right now.
Oh well, that does make sense. Okay. Mm-hmm. And one more quick one. The Right to Life people, will they be, speaking of taxes, will they be happy to pay more for the food stamps and the health care and everything for these unwanted babies?
Yeah, down in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Alabama has nearly outlawed abortion.
Yeah.
There are just very few instances where it's going to be legal.
Yeah, Alabama's not real smart anyway.
It took direct aim at the Roe versus Wade. I mean, this was their point.
Why don't they pair the protesters with the pregnant woman and, you know, no excuses. You're out there protesting, you take the woman. You take care of her baby.
You take the baby, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. That's gonna be a mess, I think.
I have
mixed emotions on abortion, you know.
There's reasons why Alabama football is really good and the rest of the state's not worth a dime.
That's a good answer. Well, thanks, guys. You have a nice day.
You too, Kim. Take care.
Always good to talk to you. All right, yeah, that is going to be kind of interesting in Alabama.
That's going to be another mess.
Yeah, I don't quite understand that. That's been one of those issues that has never been a front burner issue for me when I go to elect a president or a representative or something, just because it's never affected my life.
Well, to me, the only way that becomes effective at the political stand is either from the state, if you're voting, if you have a chance to vote for a governor or your representative in that area, then it becomes an issue because it depends on how he or she happens to stand on that particular issue.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I agree with you. It's not that big a deal.
Well, I don't want to get into the whole abortion topic right now.
No.
But maybe we'll...
No calls on that.
Yeah, maybe we'll bring that up and talk about that fully one day, but I don't want to get into opinions on that.
No.
Okay, so let's go ahead and do it. If you can, be caller 4 right now. The phone number is 659-3338. We have the lovely and talented Melissa Pickle on standby, who's going to help us answer the phones. This is for two tickets to This Little Piggy Stays Home at This Old Farm. It's coming up Saturday. It's a $120 value. If you can be caller 4 right now at 659-3338. Melissa standing by to take the call as we say good morning to Michael.
Hello, Kevin and Ken.
Hello. Hello.
I got a favor to ask of you guys.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Do we put this on a tab or not?
No.
Okay. All right.
Is there any way you could stop having Kevin Bacon on your show?
Kevin Bacon?
We don't have Kevin Bacon.
Not Kevin. Troy.
Stop having Troy Bacon?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because every time I hear the name Bacon, I gotta have some.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Troy will be here in about 15 minutes. So,
I was eating breakfast, and Melissa said our special guest is Troy Bacon. Got up, got out to George Foreman, made me some bacon.
Oh, nice. Okay.
If God made any better meat than bacon, I can't think what it is.
I'm with you. I'm right behind you there.
Got to have willpower, though. Got to have some willpower.
I don't have any when it comes to that.
I know what you're saying. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
I'm thinking when I was a little kid, my parents had me hypnotized and the key word was bacon. And every time I hear that, I got to have
some. You and all the dog treats that go along with that, you know, bacon, yep.
You're going to make some more bacon now.
Okay, all right.
I'm glad our fire chief's last name isn't Eggs.
Oh, jeez.
Technical foul on the host. Give him about a two-minute minor somewhere.
And Mayor Pizza.
Yeah, well, I could do without that.
City Councilman Hamburger.
Hamburger.
Yeah. You're digging yourself deeper, Kevin.
I know. I'm going to shut up, man.
Thank you.
Well, if it's not raining, you may see me tonight.
Oh, you going to try to come up there?
With my old car, but if it's raining, I ain't going to be there.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah. I'll be over in front of the Chamber of Commerce building. So
I heard you say that.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out for you there, Mike.
Okay.
I'll stop by and say hi.
I will come up and talk to you if I see you over there.
Yeah, please do.
You had that out the other day when you were here, didn't you?
I did what now?
You had your car out there the other day when you were over here, weren't you?
I had one of them out there,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I saw the front part of one of them. So.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I didn't know you saw it.
Yeah, as I was standing inside talking to you, I could look outside. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah, I could see.
How many classic cars you got, Michael?
I've got 12.
12?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I see why he says one of them now.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, I only had one of them.
Okay. Well, I didn't think you were driving 12 at one time.
No, and I wish I could just pay insurance on the one I'm driving at the time rather than all 12.
Yeah, so, right.
Yeah. But it's not bad.
So what's the newest classic car you got? Do you have like a 73 Camaro or something really cool?
No, I've got no. Camaro, do you remember where I worked?
Oh, yeah, you're a Chrysler guy, right? Sorry.
Think before
well, the
you
newest
speak.
One is an 89 Chrysler TC Maserati.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it just bit the dust. A head gasket cracked on it.
Oh, darn.
It's probably at the end of its line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the oldest one I got is a 56 New Yorker.
Oh, wow. Is that a boat?
Yeah, they're all my cars except for that Maserati, and I got a little LeBaron convertible. They're all big cars.
Yeah, which one are you going to bring tonight?
Probably my 57 if it's not raining.
I'd like to see that. 57 New Yorker?
It's white.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's cool.
Four-door hardtop.
Okay. Nice, all right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I'll see you, and if there's raindrops, I won't.
Okay, well, we're going to pray for no rain then.
Take care, fellas.
All right, you too.
Appreciate it, Michael. Thanks for the call. All right, about 12 minutes left in the first portion of the program. 659-3338 is the phone number to call, or 1-800-447-4463. Coming up, as Ken mentioned, Frankfort Police Chief Troy Bacon on the way. We've got, we're still working on tomorrow. And then Monday, we'll have Tammy Danner and Karen Garza from the Learning Network of Clinton County in here.
You didn't look at my list I updated you with this morning.
Oh, no, I left at my office. Who was it? Who's going to be here tomorrow?
We're going to have Sean White from the airport.
Oh, very good.
We're going to talk about the airport open house and fly-in on Saturday.
Big deal Saturday morning, yep. Right? Brett, good morning.
Okay.
Hello, okay.
Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye, Brett. All right, so, and then Healthy Communities next week on Tuesday. Crystal Reichert, I'm looking forward to this interview, Ken. Her and her husband own the Bankable building. And
right.
Doing some cool things down there. So then USB, and on Monday, May 27th, no show that day. We'll have that's Memorial Day, and one of the holidays we get off. So
yeah.
Enjoy that, all right?
I will.
I will, too. All right, so I wanted to tell you also again a reminder this evening, live remote broadcast between 5 and 7, downtown Frankfort for the Thursday Thunder. The first one was canceled. This will be the official first one. And I'll be in front of the Chamber of Commerce building. And we'll be having a good time. Hopefully with the car show down there and hopefully some fresh goodies from the farmer's market. Let's try it again, Brett. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and Ken.
Hey, buddy.
I got disconnected. I'm sure I was out there where Russ is every day.
Yeah, a cave in Afghanistan sometimes.
I was calling to make an appeal for volunteers. Every year, the VFW goes out and puts flags on veterans' graves for Memorial Day, and they're going to do that this Saturday. So if we could get some volunteers to assist with that, that would be great.
Okay. This Saturday. What's the best way to get a hold of you, Brett? Is it you'd rather have a phone call or text or just show up somewhere?
Show up at the VFW at 11:30 on Saturday would be great.
11:30, sir. All right. We'll mention that for you.
greatly appreciate it, gentlemen. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brett. Right. We appreciate that. Yeah, I remember they do that every year.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that, too.
So if you'd like to help them out, put flowers on Veterans Grave, this Saturday they're going to do it. Just meet them at the Frankfort VFW at 11:30-ish.
They also put flags out, too.
Some people put the flags out as well. Right. So just show up there at the Frankfort VFW.
Yep.
Also coming up June 1st, Kevin Evans had this idea a couple months ago when he was telling me about it. And I like the concept. Now, I thought it was a little different, but this is a little more practical, I think. It's called Touch a Truck. And I've heard of this as a promotion at other radio stations where you basically can win a vehicle, and like Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock, you have a bunch of listeners come down and they put their hand on a vehicle, and the last one to be touching it wins the vehicle, right? Sometimes it takes 4 or 5 days to get through everyone, but you can't use the restroom, you can't walk away. It gets pretty interesting. We're not doing that. Touch a Truck is basically, they're going to have trucks like emergency vehicles, heavy machinery, and much more. It's going to be at the Frankfort High School, Frankfort Senior High School, on June 1st, 2 to 5 p.m., and it's an opportunity for the little kids to go out there and touch a truck, right? So it's always very cool to see a five-year-old get to climb up into the cab of a tractor for the first time and see all the bells and whistles, and even more fun with an ambulance and emergency vehicles. So emergencies permitting, it's Touch a Truck on June 1st, 2 to 5 p.m., Frankfort Senior High School. So take the kids out there, and you'll be hearing more about that here on WILO over the next couple weeks, because that's just pretty darn cool, right?
Also, we need to remind people that for, I think, at least two or three of the schools, next Saturday is graduation.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was thinking about that yesterday.
10 o'clock. I know at least 10 o'clock here, and I'm pretty sure it's 10 o'clock at Central and probably at Prairie. Rossville may be the lone exception. I think they may go the following week.
They're usually a little different, aren't they, on that? Okay, so we're going to put the promo together on that today. I just wrote it yesterday. And so that's a week from this Saturday?
Yeah, 25th.
Yeah. Gosh, where did May go? I mean, we're only at the 16th, and it seems like it's, oh, my gosh, this is crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, get ready for it. Hang on tight, right?
You ain't seen nothing yet.
I know. I've seen it the past couple of years. I know how busy we get over the summer.
Uh-huh.
We want to say a special happy birthday. We have Karen McFadden, who works here in the telesales office for us at WILO and Casper Media. And she's got a brother who has a birthday today. So happy birthday to Mark Allen. He works for AmeriGas and is a big WILO fan. So happy birthday to Mark Allen. Karen's brother. All right. Just about 5 minutes left in the program. If you'd like to talk to Ken and myself, we'd love to say hi to you at 659-3338. President Trump is going to unveil his immigration reform plan today. The plan would reportedly move the U.S. from a family-based immigration system to a system based on skills and employment opportunities. It's expected to include a call for continued construction of a massive border wall and would reportedly be financed in part by fees collected at the border. A firefighter is dead after a medical call in Wisconsin ended with gunshots. Did you hear about this?
Yep, I have.
Police and fire units responded to a medical call at the bus station in Appleton on Wednesday. The incident escalated into shots being fired. Among those injured were a police officer and a firefighter who was later pronounced dead. Video from the scene appears to show an arrest being made, but no official word is out yet. The future of recreational pot, Ken, in New Jersey, just what they need, right?
Yeah, you won't see me headed to Jersey anytime soon.
Right. I wasn't heading to Jersey anyway, right?
No, I wasn't. This ain't gonna lure me there either.
Well, it's in the hands of the voters now. State Senate President Stephen Sweeney announced yesterday, while lawmakers will push forward with expanding medical cannabis and expungement reform legislation, efforts toward the legalization of adult-use marijuana will cease. Sweeney added the voters will get their chance to decide whether to legalize pot when they vote on it in November of next year.
Well, Chris Christie has been on it for a long time. You always look like he's a little bit toucan short of a six-pack.
Yeah, I don't know if I see him smoking or not, but he certainly has the munchie factor, doesn't he?
He definitely does that.
I know you don't watch the mega hit for HBO Game of Thrones.
I don't have HBO at home.
I don't either. And I've seen the first five seasons of Game of Thrones, but they're on the eighth and final season now. But a big portion of the fan base isn't happy with this final season.
That's what I keep reading.
Yeah. After Sunday's episode, The Bells, an online petition went up on change.org requesting that HBO remake the final season with competent writers. Man, these are some mad viewers, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I enjoyed it through the five seasons. I'm normally not into stuff like that.
I do not watch reality / shows like that. I just don't.
Yeah, that's far from reality. But
well, I know, but it's more reality than our politics in this day and age.
Game of Thrones was all right through the first five seasons, and I don't want any spoiler alerts because I'll probably eventually watch the last three seasons, but I can't imagine, you know, people are never happy with the way series ends, right? Very rarely.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, because rarely do people know when they write them if they're going to be off or on.
True.
That's
true
why
that.
They do that a lot of times.
HBO is a little different because they signed a contract for several seasons. Now, the one series that I've watched that I hated how it ended, it's my favorite series of all time, on HBO is The Sopranos. And I know you've never watched much of that either.
I have not watched The Sopranos.
But The Sopranos is excellent. But I hated the way it ended, you know, and everybody else did too. And James Gandolfini, who played Tony Soprano, has now died, so there's never any way
to... I think
he
actually died before that series was done.
No, he didn't.
He didn't?
It was after.
Okay.
But there's no way to come back and even make a movie, you know.
Well, they've got a relation to him that was kind of a takeoff of that.
Though. Yeah, he's got a son, and they do have a spinoff of a movie, but it's dealing with the Sopranos pre-Sopranos, so it's not an after the Sopranos. It's kind of what they call a prequel.
Yeah,
prequel. I'm not real excited about that.
There's another prequel out, too, which I'm going to make sure I miss.
What is it?
I can't think what it is.
Oh, okay. It's that important, huh?
Yeah.
And former Congressman Anthony Weiner still hasn't registered as a sex offender. He's out of custody after serving time for sexting a 15-year-old girl. According to a report from the New York Post, Weiner missed an appointment where he was supposed to register as a sex offender yesterday. Weiner has 10 days to register or he could face more consequences. So
why are you giving him 10 days for?
I know, right? I mean, they should have had him registered in jail.
I was going to say either you have him registered by today or forget your 10 days, boy.
Yeah, put him back in.
Yep.
And one more for you here. I was very disappointed to see this morning. The 22nd season premiere of the beloved PBS children's show Arthur now has a gay character. You don't need gay characters in cartoons, man. The episode Mr. Ratburn and Someone Special features Arthur's third grade teacher coming out as gay and marrying another male character. Many fans of the show took to Twitter to offer their approval. And from gay rights organizations announced their praise. However, some conservative and religious groups criticized the storyline. On a show watched by children, evangelist Franklin Graham wrote in a Facebook post, the PBS series is clearly promoting the LGBTQ agenda.
Like it or not, people, it's a fact of life. Deal with it at any age.
I don't have a problem with it, but I don't want my kids.
It doesn't. Kevin, they're going to have to deal with it at some point in time.
That's just like shoving it down their throat. I don't like
but,
that.
Okay,
let them make their own decisions.
Then don't complain if they can't handle
little,
it then.
Well, they can handle it when they get a little older. I mean, I got a problem.
You think.
Well, that's the dang problem, in my opinion. But
well, that's your opinion and yours only.
Well, we're out of time.
Okay, good.
Okay, I would bet that most of the listeners agree with me too on that. I would probably be willing to say. Maybe we'll take a poll. I don't even want to start that. We want to thank our sponsors and thank you for listening to Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, plus ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.